Blessed Feast of the Basilica of Mary Major, of course, the church is in Rome, dedicated to our Blessed Mother, one of the first in the church, if not the first, dedicated to our Blessed Mother. And it's a beautiful church to go there. Our Lady, the people of Rome is there, and that image is such a powerful place of prayer. We celebrate that today with all of the church. And we celebrate our Blessed Mother, especially knowing that she gave birth to our Lord. And we have every reason to believe that when we turn to our Blessed Mother, that she in turn goes to our Lord and intercedes for us. She's not forgotten us. She will intercede with for us in a good and holy way so we can come to him most quickly. And it is good for us to continually have devotion to her throughout our lives and every day and every week. There is a tradition to have a devotion to her, especially on first Saturdays. And this is there's a good practice called the first five Saturdays devotion. So today, if you wanted to do that, you could start your first Friday or first Saturday devotions. In honor of our Blessed Mother, there are five intentions that a person should have, one on each of the five first Saturdays that you do consecutively. Today's intention then would be any way that our Blessed Mother's heart has been hurt because of blasphemies against her Immaculate Conception. Anybody who speaks against her Immaculate Conception or uses it in a derogatory way in any way. Today, we pray for her for any offense against her Immaculate Conception. If we were to follow through and do this for the next five first Saturdays, it would be this month, August, and then it would end on the first Saturday in December. The other Saturdays' devotions are intended to make reparation for offenses against Mary's virginity. Again, those who would speak against her virginity or say that she wasn't a virgin her whole life, and especially her virginity in regards to her spirituality. She was a spiritual virgin as well, which was greater than her physical virginity. The third Saturday is intended to be to make reparation for those who blaspheme against her divine maternity, that she's the mother of God, refusing at the same time to accept her as the mother of all of us. There are those who offend against that as well. The fourth Saturday is for those who publicly seek to instill in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hatred against the Immaculate Mother. I was just at somebody's house this past week, and they spoke about how somebody came in and spoke against the Blessed Mother, since that she was the harlot in the Book of Revelation. What a horror! How distorted some people's view are of our Blessed Mother. So anybody who would publicly seek to instill in children's hearts indifference, contempt, or even hatred against the Immaculate Mother, that's the fourth first Saturday, The fifth first Saturday is for those who offend her directly in her sacred images. So anybody who would do anything publicly or even privately to offend the images of our Blessed Mother, which always draw us tenderly to the heart of Jesus. We have our Blessed Mother's images here in the church, her holding Jesus so close to her heart in the statue, or Our Lady of Guadalupe. The only requirements for the first Saturday devotions, pretty simple, to go to confession within 8 days before or after, to receive Holy Communion faithfully one time, to pray the rosary regularly, and to do as much as we can to keep her company for about 15 minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the rosary. So you can do that during your rosary time to pray to our Blessed Mother and meditate with her. Such a powerful practice to console the heart of Mary. That's really what we're doing during the five first Saturdays, is to console Mary's heart in these places where she's attacked so much. And when we make reparation for our sins, the glory of God is glorified to the maximum, because Mary's heart always magnifies the Lord. She rejoices in God. And so let's take these days to heart, and let us ask God for great blessings upon all of us, all of our family members, who our Blessed Mother will always draw closer to the heart of her Son. We prepare